Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast! I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 122. You had the three amigos, and we may get a
fourth amigo.
We may get a Mr. Roger Neighborhood cameo on Sesame Street. Hey, guys, I'm Justin. You know, nigga just walk in out of nowhere. Mr. Rogers is on Sesame Street.
Nigga, you came all the way over here with that suit on that you had on yesterday.
So you're right around the corner this whole time. You know you're the competition, right?
Jamar, they both are a menace to society because they'll do anything to stay on television. You see somebody like Mr. Rogers choking somebody out like, this is my TV spot, son.
It's like that robot chicken where like it showed what stopped and what happened after the camera stopped rolling. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. Look it up.
Motherfucker around there loosening his tie and slapping people. Bitch, I told you, get it right or don't get it right at all.
My bad. All right, let's get the show started. Well, I ain't got nothing but a small rant. I'm sick of y'all people. Every day I ask the question, do Americans really need to be on top?
No, we do not.
Have you seen the people in Texas? Bro, I'm reading the comment. It ain't that bad. I grew up in Oklahoma. I know what real snow is. And all I can think is, nigga, have you ever been in 6 feet of snow in Texas where you don't have any equipment? You're unprepared. I seen a lady house, bro. Her pipes exploded in her house. Her chandeliers had glass on. You thought that shit was the Titanic, how her house looked, bro.
Bro, these people are absurd. These niggas keep letting these white folk trick them. These white folk tricking white folk. I ain't never seen it in my life.
Would you want to live in Texas right now, bro?
No.
Nay.
Nigga, you know what?
You know what Ted Cruz told him?
I want you to panic.
Yeah, why he had his suitcase. We'll get to that. We'll get to that sooner.
Bro, think about that, bro. Anytime some type of terrible, like, climate, whatever going on, a nigga always tell you weak because he lives somewhere else. Nigga, I lived there all my life. Nigga, I ain't visiting. Just because you live in 10 feet of snow don't mean I agree with it, nigga. You killing your kids. That's how I always felt. Well, our kid walking 6 feet of snow. You sent your son out there like that, nigga.
Shit. You do that now, defects. You do that now, defects on your ass.
Just put out there, man. Get caught catching the bus in Atlanta, nigga, by himself in the motherfucking fifth grade. You going to jail, Jack. This ain't Matilda.
You want to put that out there, man. Y'all people make me sick. Nobody cares about your problem. Well, I hate when you try to tell somebody, yeah, these 30,000 people over there are starving. Ha! I lived in Zimbabwe for 10 years. They don't know about starving. Nigga, we not worried about you or your story. We worry about the 30,000 motherfuckers who freezing to death right now. Just put that on the table. I always remember, people, everybody's life is going to be simple. Guess what? I'm going to bust your bubble right now. Not everybody going to be famous. Not everybody going to be good looking. Half of you niggas just going to be normal your whole life and not even have enough money to survive. Enjoy that life you have right now. That's all I got to tell you. Everybody want to be famous? Only 1% going to make it. Everybody want to be rich? Only 0.5% gonna make it. It is what it is, cuz. You niggas are not gonna change the world. You're not Mother Teresa. You're not Martin Luther King. A lot of you wanna be. You're just gonna be a standard man in the world. Or a woman in the world. Now let's leave our mark on those people who can no longer leave a mark in our hearts.
Death stalks you at every turn.
Grandpa?
Well, it does. Ah! Death! There it is! Death!
You can never beat the Reaper. That nigga still winning, boy.
You know what? If you can beat him,
I want you to panic.
Yeah, that's what they keep saying. But you know, hey, let's break this down. Ooh, last week too. That word I was looking for that you mindless saps couldn't figure out was urban development. When black people go work for a company, you work for the urban development team.
Got you.
Let's get on down. The Fat Boys, Prince Marky D, died at 52.
I would say I never heard of this guy, but I'd be lying. I mean, I know who the Fat Boys are. They had a movie.
Yeah. Oh, damn funny movie, too.
I mean, yeah, you know.
Could I name a Fat Boys record? Probably not, but I remember them being some good rappers, you know.
Yeah, they were fun. Yeah, they had some fun raps. Yeah. R.I.P. to this guy. Yeah, the Fat Boys were iconic back in the day.
Was he the last Fat Boy?
Ooh, maybe. Because I think at least one of them has bitten the dust. Yeah.
Maybe two. Was it the fattest one?
Probably. If I had to imagine. Yeah. I'm assuming that they died in fattest order, but I can't. I don't know that for sure.
They let the Three Stooges, the one that took all the hits first, died first.
Yeah, natural selection, sir.
God damn, everybody can't be here. Well, let's get to the last death of the week. It's a very important one. This man changed the world. He told everybody, talent on loan from God. Looks like God came to collect, bro.
Yeah, I forgot about Rushbo.
Yeah, the EIB microphone has finally retired. And you know what's funny, bro? They played like his last episode. I think he knew it, boy. He was all like sympathetic, nice, leaving a message out to the people and shit, you know.
That nigga been feeling sick for days.
I'm telling you, I remember 2 weeks ago, I was like, bro, he don't sound good.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, you know, he had what, stage 4 lung cancer or something, so.
Man, nigga, how you get there with all that money, nigga? I need 2 new lungs, nigga. Black market me. Nigga, what? Like, what y'all doing with y'all money? It ain't even real. You can't even go to the black market and buy no 2 lungs, nigga. What? I don't know, man. It's kind of strange when you rich. He died at 70. People thought he died from smoking, but he died from some hereditary thing that just runs in his family. Just be jumping from person to person.
Pill popping.
Yeah, I mean, dude, 70 ain't bad for as rich and famous as that fucking guy was. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
he did nothing, bro.
He had to have Percocet 10s just fucking falling out of his pockets, you know?
Ooh, it's some candy on the floor again. Yeah, that
motherfucker had Demerol in his couch cushions and shit. He had the good shit, ooh, you know?
Some Demerol. And like, people talking about, oh my God, what we gonna do? Nigga, live. You can't stop death. When Brandon die, the show must go on.
Right. What do you mean? What are you gonna do? Find another radio show. I mean, if you're relying on this motherfucker to think for you, then.
Yeah. That's what I say, bro. I love America to death, bro. But, bro, when he died, literally, I was driving out into the far walls towards Athens and all that shit. They had billboards of this nigga up, digital billboards, Rush Limbaugh, the day he lived, the day he died. I'm like, damn, that was quick. You brought the billboard, man, out here to come and upload that shit?
Nah, dude, they had that one. They had that one on deck as soon. They probably just had to push a button. Yeah.
Hell yeah, like this nigga sound ill. Don't forget, though, we brought that up on the show, though. I said, damn, boy, he ain't sounding too good. The devil finna come collect.
Pay me what you owe me, bitch.
You can't take nothing from him. The man can talk for 3 hours. No guess. He changed talk radio. The nigga saved AM radio.
Yeah, true that. Yeah.
You done your job. Nigga, you said your soul, you can do a lot of shit. I would have went a little bigger, though, you know.
I mean,
he had more money than he can throw at people. It's always amazing how these super rich people always die from cancer. And I was thinking, like, what if you in the Matrix and you just become so popular and you become rich and famous and like, damn, we can't stop him. Give him some of that cancer.
Virus, upload virus.
Yeah, this nigga here been yapping too long.
Well, you know, I know Dusty gonna miss this one, but the EIB microphone has been retired. And like people say, what are we gonna do? Who's gonna take his time slot? Please don't let it be Mark Stein. Not Mark. Yeah, Mark Stein. He's fucking awful.
I haven't listened to any talk radio in years and years.
Man, every nigga after Rush Limbaugh is terrible. Like
I don't even, bro. It's I don't know, man. You can't feel that time slot. You're gonna get some Erickson or somebody and kind of feel that little loop. But you know, RP Rush, you know, ain't gonna get you no back rub or nothing.
Hell no, Jermaine ain't either, nigga. I'm gonna walk over you just like you died where you were. I can't fuck with you, cuz
somebody said he's like, we all make mistakes, but sometimes, bro, you realize, like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know about the whole AIDS thing when he'll name people who had AIDS and then he'll play like a gun. He plays something, I don't know. You gotta let Dusty or somebody,
but bro, explain. Y'all got to understand this. I always tell people, nigga, if you did it, you done it. You had to think that shit in your mind somewhere, nigga. You just fucked up. Like, that nigga ain't never said, I'm sorry for that shit. Nigga, forget about it. Give him 2 years. They'll forget about it.
Oh, we'll forget all about it. Thank God for Neil Boyce. He's like, man, we lost a lot of great people this year, and I'm sick of it. We lost Herman Cain. I said, damn, boy, I forgot all about Herman Cain.
Man, that nigga just been a gift in my life. That's all that nigga been here. Internet sensation now.
When you're more powerful when you're dead than you are alive. That's another thing too, man. I just want to break this down. When you die, no matter how popular you are, how famous you are, you dead. You will never see that recognition. You know that recognition. You'll never see any of that.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I'll see it from hell though if it happens to me. Yeah.
You would hope so. Well, like you would think, oh, all that recognition, all those accolades, all those awards. You think Trump knew he was going to pass away? That's why he gave him, like, the Medal of Honor or whatever award he gave him.
Yeah, and they were looking sick when he saw him. Like, Rush, you don't look good.
Yeah, probably. If I had to imagine, yes. Yeah.
Looking like Nosferatu. Damn.
He said he was going to die fighter.
He died. Look at Mr. Burns. Died fighting all the demons.
He died doing what he loved. Moving on. Pain pills. Those are all two people who passed away in the upper room. We're going to do a pre-upper room before we send these people up to heaven. Daft Punk, they call it quit. I don't really give a fuck. I couldn't name two Daft Punk songs to save my life, but everybody on the internet, oh my God, my life is ruined. They are people. They are people.
Bruh, these are two niggas who have not been unmasked in 20-some years. Y'all niggas need to let these niggas go. They want to live a regular life with all their money.
Yes, I like Daft Punk fun. You know what I mean? Like I like
Daft Punk too.
I never bought any of their albums, but I did listen. I did rock a bunch of the singles. So, yeah.
Yeah, they cool. They broke up. It's like, nigga, do
they
we
broke
really
up? Why y'all niggas ain't even? No, y'all nobodies. Y'all niggas are niggas in masks. Y'all got the best fucking life ever, nigga. Nobody will never know who you niggas are. How do you get in a limousine or a car and go home and don't nobody recognize what y'all niggas doing? Well,
they caught him with a mask off a couple of times, but those two could be an Applebee right next to you drinking the Bud Ice.
Damn, cheap ass. Nigga, you brought that in here? That ain't on tap. Nigga, where you get that from?
Bud Ice.
So moving on to the last pre-upper room before we close it up. UK Prince Philip taken to London Hospital after feeling old. Bro, this dude like 976. I just remember that meme from Fallout. What's the matter, smooth face, smooth skin? You never seen a ghoul before?
Dude, he doesn't look a day over 160. Yeah, this motherfucker has to crawl out of a coffin when he wakes up in the morning. He's got to. There ain't no, dude, that guy has like that constant look of horror on his face, like just like Bill Burr said, like just the air is hurting him. You know what I mean? Like
that motherfucker looking like another day, huh?
He looks like he died 50 years ago, but like his fucking soul refuses to lose his body, and he's just fucking in there panicking, like, God damn, why can't I die? You know. Dude, he reliving
all his terror over and over again.
Dude,
that nigga probably looking into the sun too long.
Dude, if it was a horror movie, he would be the guy, like there would be a castle and there'd be a room and like early in the movie they'd open the door and he'd just be in a rocking chair looking out the window and you never see his face, but then at the end of the movie that motherfucker like gets up and turns around and it's him.
Yeah, like look at this deadly ass nigga, rocking face ass.
Looks terrifying.
Bro, they gotta pick him up. Can you imagine him sitting there eating dinner? You have any more of the soup?
Dude, yes, man. Somebody's gotta fucking move his jaw so he can chew. You know what I mean? Right. Like,
I didn't mean to say that, but all them niggas look like they got the Nosferatu disease. Like, all y'all niggas look like y'all aged into a prehistoric man that had power.
Dude, it definitely looks like, well, I mean, hell, he probably was alive in the late, eight, you know, in like 1890. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh. I think he's 97 years old or some kind of crazy.
Nah, he looked like a buck 60. Like Brandon said, a whole buck 60.
You want to go see the show, Prince? Is it today I die? No. You're going to live to be 110, motherfucker. Moving on. Brandon sent those people up. The fat boy going to get the ride in the front of Racist Joe. And goddamn, I guess, Rush Limbaugh going to walk up to heaven. Because somebody said he no longer have to be behind the golden EIB mic. Now he can walk on the golden road to heaven. I said, you might need to check your facts on that one. He walking on the golden road, aye.
I love pills.
Bro, he sounds so pitiful that last episode, man. I feel sorry for that nigga, bro. I'm like, damn, boy, that sound like a man who is suffering.
Man, that nigga.
But you know, life, hey, nigga, you roll lucky sevens all throughout life. It only takes one snake eye to take you out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dude. That guy had to have done it all.
Yeah. He had a damn good life.
All this money y'all niggas got, and y'all niggas find out y'all got cancer at stage 4. Like, nigga, y'all got to have some good insurance. I don't understand that. Like, nigga, you waited to stage 4. To get checked out, you had some cough with some blood in the nigga. Come on, man.
I mean,
do rich people really go to the doctor? I'm immune. I'm a billionaire, nigga. That don't stop COVID-19.
Get that prostate check, nigga.
Well, dude, it's like what I think the deal is that they find it at like stage 1 or 2. You know, fight it. You never hear anything about it. You don't hear about it until it's like the end. You know, he probably knew he had cancer fucking 20 years back and has been fighting it this whole time until, like, you know, eventually he couldn't.
You might be right. Cause that nigga be talking reckless as hell. Like, nigga, I'm dead in a few years, nigga. See me when you see me. Yeah, we gonna see.
I almost believe, bro. I don't even know. You think the cancer killing these people, bro? Is it just COVID? Ramping their diseases up to the next level. But moving on, man, who cares?
I think it's the Illuminati.
Go ahead, Brandon.
I was just saying, I think it's the Illuminati finally came to collect.
Yeah, we need your talent, cuz.
40 years of good luck.
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of money, a lot of pills, a lot of ladies, a lot of everything.
Yep.
Nigga, my soul worthless. Nigga, you don't want that. Yeah, we do.
We need that, bro. How can Prince Philip survive if you don't get a fresh soul every 10 years?
Shang Tsung, come out right now and get this nigga.
You going to ruin him in the dark. Hey, Rush, hold up now. I didn't sign up for this type of shit. All right, man, moving on. So we had the meme of the week. We won't even talk about it. It was just disrespectful. So let's get to the greatest thing of the week, that Mortal Kombat trailer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. That shit looks awesome.
Yeah, it does look pretty dope. I'll give them that. I'm
glad they went to the blood and gore route, because them nigga would have made another Mortal Kombat with a nigga throwing a fireball that's not even a fireball. I would have been mad as fuck. Think about the first fucking Liu Kang. He hit that motherfucker. You seen that fireball. Now, as a little kid, you're like, oh my God, that nigga shot a fireball. And I was like, hold up, bro. You fucking me now.
Hello, you know, 1995, bro. What you expect? That man, Paul... Paul Anderson? Paul W.S. Anderson. He did a hell of a job for a movie.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
You love this shit, nigga. You seen it 20 times. You got to see a real Goro, which I don't know why they got like a CGI Goro.
Why can't we just get practical effects, bro? You can get a man 6'2", goddamn throw some arms on him with some muscles, and let's get to work.
Hell nah, let's spend $20 million on fucking special effects, CGI. Nigga, what? You could pay that to a good Jim Henson, nigga, anybody.
Yeah, true enough. I mean, dude, if they can look what they're doing with the Hulk, if he looks that good, then you may as well just CGI Goro. It's cheaper.
Yeah, but see, when you looked at CGI Goro, he didn't look as good as the Incredible Hulk.
Well, they look like CGI Goro in the video game. I'm like, no. That's the first thing I said. I said, what the fuck? This nigga look like the Super Nintendo version. Fix this nigga.
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at it. I only just watched it once.
But it's a great trailer. And can't wait for it. It's going to be on HBO. Be about time to get that HBO Max because they showing everything.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah. Might just cancel the cable. Get that.
Man, you can cancel all that bullshit. I'm telling you, bro. Them niggas get a cheaper internet package, I'm gone. Fuck cable. I just want to pay like $30 a month and they can keep all my streaming services.
Yeah, word.
Word. Let's get this show going. Moving on to great old American news. You know what American news is all about?
Living in America.
All the greatest stories from America that you can hear all from this show. And don't forget, people, this is more of a current event show where we mostly a headline, man. We don't dive too deep in the story. We don't need to do all that. The headline give you everything. That's why you make a headline.
Yeah, true that. If your headline doesn't tell me everything I need to know, then you're doing it wrong.
Very extremely wrong.
So let's talk about the first news that we don't give a fuck. I give a fuck about. The world is over. As people are saying, bro, I had literally forgot about the Kardashians for at least a year and a half because of COVID. And here we go with this, oh my God, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian are getting a divorce.
Man, these are two really crazy rich motherfuckers. What the fuck I care? Them niggas ain't came down one of my party.
Yeah, Jeffree Star is waiting in the wings to sweep Kanye off his feet.
You talking about like a goddamn vampire ghoul. That motherfucker Jeffree Star, boy.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, you're a better person for it.
Thank you. Who that is. The gay guy who's sleeping with all the rappers and everybody else. No, you sir. Know like that. Damn, boy, you looking like one of them goddamn twins from The Matrix 2.
Let me look this nigga up.
Word. Yeah, Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Kanye's been off the rail for years now, but a lot of people say it was because of the Kardashians. So maybe it'll be the best of all worlds. You know what I'm saying? Like, people will stop giving a shit about Kim, and then maybe Kanye can go back to making something
good music.
Close to good music. Yeah.
What y'all maybe look this shit up for?
We didn't. We told you not to.
God damn it. I can't get that shit out of my head now.
We
didn't know what that was.
Told you not to.
Yeah, I fucked up.
They didn't sleep with a lot of people. They all online and shit, man.
Bro, why?
The things people do for money will blow my mind.
Y'all got all this money, and y'all fucking with this. Like, nigga, you can go to Taiwan, anywhere, nigga, anywhere across the land to get some.
That's America. And she's rich, too, because she's like a makeup artist, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, apparently. I don't even get celebrities no more. Y'all motherfuckers fools.
Yeah, fucking fools. Moving on, this is still Trump America. You know, somebody did an article and they did like a study. They did what they call it, Brandon, when they asked a bunch of people a survey. And me and Jermaine had the argument. Jermaine might actually be right, bro. They said 50% of Republicans say they would leave if Trump started the new party.
65, I believe. It was a high amount.
And another one was 5 out of 8 people would leave the Republican Party for Trump new party. And I'm just like this. Do we not see this? Are we not looking at the same picture here? Are we not looking at the same movie here?
Yeah, dude. Man.
Nope. Remember what I told y'all, niggas? That nigga do not lose. Y'all say he didn't become president. He was going to be the last thing you hear that nigga. That nigga around like the plague. I'm going to be gone when I'm gone.
Dude, if they don't get him on this tax thing or the civil suit they're filing about that fucking riot, then
Bruh, they can't. They didn't even come to an impeachment and conclusion. He can still run with that bullshit. I just got a bad. I got two bad raps on my record, nigga. I want to be president. Okay, nigga.
Dude,
bro, they said they would leave a party for him, and I'm like, did y'all not just see a whole slew of motherfucker catching felonies where they can no longer vote?
Right.
You got to understand. They see what I see. This nigga has a following, bro, and they gonna make money until this nigga is out of office, and they don't care what they tell up.
Dude, I mean, you just saw a bunch of people testify that they got bamboozled by this fool. They feel betrayed, and you're still going to leave the party to go follow this motherfucker. Dude, to this day, it blows my mind that Donald Trump is the second coming. Like, we joke that fucking the end is near, but the end right might really be near. You know what I'm saying?
I told you, white folks, man. Y'all got to pay that tab back, nigga. Aliens got to get y'all got to pay that up.
It ain't even a slack jaw yokel. It's like stand up people too. You like, dude, I thought you were smarter than this.
Yeah, than Trump. I just can't believe that's the guy. That guy.
Man, this nigga pimped the system all the way to this, I don't know, to fucking. Damnation, nigga, fucking, I don't know.
Like I told y'all, the Republican Party won't win shit for the next 10 years. Dude, y'all can get a new dude in there in 4 years and change the game. But y'all relying on Trump. He's 90s, he gonna be 102 years old in the next 4 years. And you still gonna put all your chickens behind him.
Dude.
Not getting caught on the tax paper. The Supreme Court turned that over, which is fine. I don't care. We shouldn't be looking at nigga taxes. If you can get beat, that's on you.
And remember what Jermaine said. Hey, Jamal, remember what Jermaine said? Y'all remember on the show? I said weeks ago, this nigga does not lose. This nigga is winning in the face of adversity, and he just ran through the capital with his draws on. Like, nigga, and shit, nigga, what? Pay attention, man.
I got to start believing you every time I keep thinking, all right, man, surely to Christ, this is like got to sink his battleship. It just doesn't. He just keeps.
That nigga doing the bat Y2C on the motherfucking missiles and shit. Like, fuck y'all, nigga. Shine on hoes. I'm like, what?
Truly.
We are looking at a train wreck. I'm looking at Joe Biden and say, this nigga here asleep at the wheel. But I see Trump. I'm like, this. That boy Trump on ecstasy and Percocet and milk, and he driving a fire truck backwards.
He on something. That nigga on every pill he had in the market. Nigga, what you mean? Give me a fistful.
You know what? He ain't even on no pill. He got you thinking he on the pill. He serving you up that bullshit. But hey, man, good thing. Let's talk about the story from the insider right quick. Trump offered Kim Jong-un a ride in the Air Force One. After this second summit meeting,
bruh, I ain't never heard no shit like that in my life.
Do other presidents of other nations fly on the Air Force One?
No.
I don't think so, typically. But don't hold me to that. Fuck, they might be flying dignitaries all around the world in that thing. But, like, I think it was more just like, hey, I saw you arrived in a train like a bum from the fucking 1850s. Yeah, you want me to save you 19 hours and fly you back in Air Force One?
Hell no, nigga. I don't want to see no Western help.
Yeah, I got to realize that nigga arrived in a train that can probably take a snowstorm. And I have enough
that nigga
room
train to be a snow piercer. Like, fuck y'all, American flight, nigga. I see you on the ground.
Well, that's great. Moving on. I don't want to talk about shit, Cuomo, crazy. Man. That nigga Cuomo was lying. He killed. He got a lot of shit going on. But like I said, a man with such a strong face looked like he's going to lie to you and steal from you.
The New York mayor.
Yeah.
He trash.
Cuomo looked like he hit you with some three-card Monty shit.
Here's your car. Where she at? Nobody knows. Pick a nigga and get your money and go. Yeah.
They was lying about these numbers about the people in the old folks home dying. And I'm just like this. He looks like a scam artist. Does he not, Brandon? I could be making this up, though.
Are you talking about Cuomo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like a used car salesman.
Yeah, like he sold a good old Griff.
He looks like he sold the first lemon.
Yeah, absolutely. He looks like old Gil. He's got a deal for you.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. Old Gil. Old Gil, get a sale finally. Nigga, get your ass out of here.
Like I said, man, with that many strong features in the face, he gonna rob you every time. You ain't learned nothing from Dick Tracy. And let's move on to a little TED talk. Is it amazing how stupid or how uneducated people are? If you in a Senate seat, politician, if your state is going through Trump, if your state is getting hit by a hailstorm of ice, winter blast and everything else, does it sound natural that you would take a trip to Cancun? Yeah, nigga, I got peasants. Money.
Yeah.
Did you see that nigga had on shorts? Flip flops and a short sleeve shirt on them hoes. I was like, bruh, this nigga got on a plane warm. And you know the biggest thing I thought about Brandon Jamar? Didn't nobody pay attention to shit because all the flights were banned in Texas. So this nigga caught a private plane.
Well, man, he was on a regular plane. He may have went to another state.
No regular plane. Nah, it's cold as hell out there. That nigga had, I'm telling you, bro, nigga like he was in Jamaica, the clothes he had on.
So he had to turn his ass right back around because he said his daughter said school was canceled and it's so cold. How about we go on a vacation? Yeah, nigga. How about I go rob my job after I just clocked out? Sound right, right?
Yeah, he said he was just going as a chaperone. I was like, chap a word.
Yeah, nigga. Show me your suitcase.
You had two suitcases and a goddamn mariachi hat on. It was time for margaritas and mojitos.
Right. Do y'all know what this nigga did? This nigga left his cat at home.
His
dog in the window. I said, bro, y'all left y'all dog there? Willie? Cheese ball? Y'all left him there?
You would assume somebody gonna come and watch the dog. But
hell no, nigga, it's Frozentopia.
Yeah, the security guard for the neighborhood was watching it, supposedly.
And they all snitched on him, and the people in the neighborhood snitched on him, too. And then they put a mariachi band in front of his house today.
I love it.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah.
But he told me that they had him on video passing out waters. He was unloading the truck. I said, damn, boy, you trying to save that PR fast, ain't you?
Bro, why they go so much quick pandering like people? We know now. You can't. Come on, man. You can't be out there handing out turkey on a snowstorm.
If I could afford it, I'm not finna be freezing with the riff rail.
Word, son. Word.
Bro,
let's get the fuck up out of here before it get bad.
This nigga probably had generators and everything in his house. Nigga, I know he just wanted to go on a vacation. Like, wait, he finna go back home. I said, go back home. Yeah, all this money I didn't pay for this flight.
He was on vacation for one day and had to go back around, but I had to be fucked up.
I would never even turned around. Bro, look, y'all want to know something? If we never had cell phones, bro, they would have never known this nigga was there unless it was a live reporter that got some news.
Somebody had to take a picture of him, then get the camera work, then get the camera on,
that nigga be on vacation by the time they get the picture developed. That's how long that shit took back in the day. Yeah, it'll take a week and a half. All right.
Yeah. Shout out to Ted Cruz for going on vacation, leaving the riffraff behind.
This nigga invited his neighbor. Y'all want to go too? Yeah, the good neighbor. Yeah, not the Thompson. We don't like them.
Not the snitches. Not the Democrat. Not the motherfucker sitting out there with that Harris Biden 2020 poster outside. Ain't fuck with them. Hey, but it is what it is, though, man. Like I said, damn shame. People like this, he only went on vacation for one day. If I am freezing my ass off in Atlanta because of a snowstorm and all kind of other malarkey, if I see Keisha Lance Bottom ass in a pair of booty shorts in Cancun, Mexico, I'm going to be pissed. You going to be pissed, Brandon?
I mean, technically, I don't live in Atlanta, so whatever.
Nigga, Cobb County, nigga. Yeah, it could be not Sonny Perdue. It could be, what's the dude, Deal.
And I don't even know what my mayor's name is, so they could be in Cancun. I'd never even know it. Yeah.
But, you know, just like, whatever, man, it is what it is. Moving on to the next story.
I heard AOC was at the airport, said she was scared for her life.
Yeah, you know.
But do you remember the quote you said 4 weeks ago? Ted Cruz just need to sit down and just disappear. And for some reason, he just keep putting his foot back in the goddamn grenade hole, blowing this shit up. Big
chicken. I hate his face.
You're not. Hey, join the club.
Yeah, I hate looking at that motherfucker. Like, he just sold me some bad dope or something. That's what he look like.
Like I said, bro, I don't want to see you passing out waters on Facebook. Nigga, that's PR. Nigga, I want to see you get my lights back on.
Yeah, nigga, I want to see you out here walking in the winter. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Moving on. So this Jermaine, I love that GIF or GIF, whatever you want to call it, where AOC was dancing and Jermaine had posted that story. AOC announced that she has raised $2 million for Texas relief effort in under 24 hours. That's a nice dance move she did. She was like shooting guns. She was doing something wild.
Yeah. Bro, I don't know if that was new. I don't know if that was new or old though.
But she is in her Senate office because you can see they ain't from no college room.
Oh, still, well, it got to be some old because the way she was talking, she was hiding in the ceiling and shit. MacGyver, Die Hard.
I'm gonna die for my life while she drinking a caramel macchiato.
Yeah, but that is hilarious. She raised more money for Texas than, you know, Ted Cruz, who was going on a vacation for the Cancun. Yeah,
but bro, you know what's so weird to me? Why y'all niggas fundraising money for a state that the fucking government need to take care of? God damn. This is winter watch, nigga. Y'all don't take care of nobody.
And people killing me. Oh, is this because of this? It's because of renewable energy. No, nigga. It's not because of renewable energy.
Because a nigga
it's only about 10-20% of renewable energy they use, like solar panels and all that kind of crap. You know why their system failed, Brandon?
Because it wasn't prepared for cold weather. Because it's fucking Texas.
10 years ago, when they had that other fucking blizzard that almost killed everybody, they said, maybe we need to weatherize this shit. They said, the motherfuckers did nothing. People said, why you want to waste money weatherize something for a storm that come every 10 years? Treat it like the dentist. When you know your teeth finna fall out, you prepare so you can keep shit going for a while, right? You don't just say, fuck that, and just drive off into the wind. Because, like, Atlanta understands something. It's just like Atlanta. We had one ice storm, right?
Yeah.
That shit crippled us beyond recognition. We turned into a third world country in 20 minutes in Atlanta.
It's funny because it's true.
And what do we do when the next ice storm came? They made sure shit, nigga. We just gonna buy extra salt trucks just because. Well, these niggas
fucked up the road. We finna put salt everywhere, nigga. If you wanna own a salt truck, buy. That nigga made plenty of money that week.
But just treat it like that. Texas make a lot of money, right?
But bro, that big hat wearing ass. How y'all? Hey, bro. They went through three governors that said no to that shit till they got to this monk-ass nigga here, and he said no to it. When the smoke hit the city, nigga, it's all on you.
And then he just told motherfuckers to stop bitching and man up, I'm pretty sure. Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the quote here. They say no one owes you and your family anything, nor is it the local government responsibility to support you during trying times like this. Sink or swim, it's your choice, he wrote. The city and country, along with his power provider and others and other services, owe you nothing. And I'm like, nigga, it's Lord of the Flies out here right now, bro. this shit finna turn to gladiators if people don't start getting some water and shit. And here you go with your shenanigans. I said, that shit sound like a nigga with a generator at his house.
Let's go see how much energy this nigga has.
No, you right. Yeah, like, that is bold. That's bold talk when a motherfucker's looking at fucking icicles hanging off of their fucking
Bro, I don't know what Facebook or Twitter did to these niggas, but these free soapboxes been fucking up these niggas of mine. Like, what?
They said people was putting their grills and other shit in their house to keep them warm. That is automatic death.
Yeah.
Carbon monoxide poisoning, young fella. For you to
put your grill in your house.
Yeah, man. They said people were going sitting inside their cars in the garage, and I'm just like, dude.
Ain't where you want to fall asleep at.
No, dude. I mean, like, I don't want to disparage these people because they died, but, bruh, inside the garage with the door closed. Come on, man. Like, tighten up. I know it's cold, but like,
and that's why I asked the question. I know it's cold, bro. But you put your grill in the house. You hiring on fucked up your house with the smoke, and like, bro, just put the grill outside, people. They used all their fire. I understand, bro. They were freezing their ass. So they said these people out here dying in this shit. And then, and even Elon Musk, Jermaine said he know he moved to Texas. You know, Elon Musk said that man's a genius. He's insane, but he said he had to go in his car once he ran out of firewood and gas. Nigga, you living like a Kajillion mansion. How the fuck you ain't got a generator the last 6 years? He said he went to his Tesla, and they have a camp mode in your Tesla with it. Well, you can regulate the heat without damaging your battery.
Oh, this nigga here selling cars in the middle of a freeze demic.
Yeah, bro. He's got a generator, I promise. He didn't do any of that. He is just trying to sell cars.
Yeah. This nigga. Yeah, this
I didn't even know they had a camp mode. This nigga, he sold another 20,000 goddamn Tesla just on that. Because they saying other people were saying they were sleeping in a Tesla because of the camp mode, because it saves your battery. And I guess he don't use as much whatever.
How long that shit last before you freeze them nuts off, though?
Nah, they say you're going to put it up to 80 and last for a whole day without damaging your battery.
Oh, you talking about just one day in there, huh?
Yeah, you can recharge it back up and, you know, your battery good. You good.
Oh, okay, my bad. Y'all niggas living in camp mode with these Teslas, huh?
$70,000 car, huh? Can't get there with my Nissan, huh?
You got Lajibo gene, huh?
Dude, but you know, that is what it is, though.
I'd have just started a fire outside so I didn't die.
People ran out of firewood, which I don't understand, because, like, if you couldn't firewood, you run out, you would think you would try to put some somewhere so it can try to dry out for the next go-round. But dude, then again, they were, like, 6 feet of goddamn snow out there.
Take your couch out there, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Don't start burning that goddamn treated wood. You think you'll pass out goddamn in no time.
Well, like I said,
all them fumes in your house.
Like I said, go outside, burn your couch. You know,
can't keep you warm forever, but it sucked though. And being in Texas, but I promise you, these niggas still won't weatherize though. Goddamn, they won't weatherize this system at all. I guarantee you, in the next 10 years, when another storm comes, it gonna be the same shit, and PJ gonna be shaking their head.
Fair enough.
I'm getting me a fucking generator this year, bro, when I get my money, right? Gets me a generator and lots of gas.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I've never had my power be out for like a super extended amount of time.
Shit, we have.
Yeah.
Where the fuck were you at in 1996?
He's in that part, man. How cold was it when your apartment, when everything froze up? And your people power was out for like 3 days.
Who, me?
Yeah.
When was that?
Shit, like 4 years ago.
My power was out?
My power was out for goddamn 4 days. And remember, we had like a foot of goddamn snow because you still was at work. And I called you, all right? Yeah, man, I'm going to get the fuck up out of here, man. They still got people on the road working.
Oh, yeah. My power never went out, though, I don't think.
Lucky bastard.
Mm-hmm. Living in America.
Hey, yeah. White, man. When you see Ted Cruz with his shorts on.
I want you to panic.
When Elon Musk tell you, oh, I use my Tesla to stay warm, my wife and baby.
In camp mode, nigga.
Living in America.
So moving on, let's get to Ain't He Good, Don't Want He Will. Yes, so it's going to be from the NewYorkPost.com. I have a big theory. Never trust a man with long fingernails. It's just fucking weird, especially long fingernails that are well kept. You know what I'm saying? If they dirty,
He's probably a serial killer, but they well kept him on drugs. So a Columbia professor, I do heroin regularly for work life and balance. So you mean tell me you're a college professor and you got a, this nigga had his nails look like he do a lot of cocaine too. So you telling me you my teacher and you do heroin on a regular basis?
And I had heroin addiction.
Yeah. And ecstasy.
I have a heroin and ecstasy addiction.
Bro, I just laughed. I said, look at his long finger there. Can you trust that man?
No.
Bruh.
You got to have it to dip it in the sack. Yeah.
I can't take you serious no more. That's my teacher when you fail me. And nigga, you out in the street doing heroin. I need that eight, bub.
Yeah, this shit ain't legit. No legitimacy to it.
Well,
this nigga heroin addict.
I'm like Mr. Miyagi telling you I do milf on the side. Hold on,
oh, my nigga.
He, Kung Fu Master.
He can't be my trainer. He can't be my trainer.
How did you catch that fly? On milf, it slows down the time, and I could just do that shit.
It's like I can get some. You can get some from Ricky down the road, but none of mine.
Oh, it's utterly ridiculous, man. Like, what if your teacher told you, hey, man, I smoke crack on the weekend?
No, nah, don't say that with me. Hey, Brandon, hey, say you smoke crack on the weekend.
Hey, Jermaine, I smoke crack on the weekend.
Yeah. What about them braids?
It's like, why would you even do an interview like that? Because now I got to see you as my heroin teacher.
Yeah, no. Moving on. Subject, yeah, fuck that. That nigga crazy. He about to lose his whole job and his addiction.
Well, that's ain't he good, though, won't he will? Because he do heroin and he still got his job.
For now.
God giveth and God taketh away. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. So that's another one. Ain't he good, though, won't he will?
Yes, sir.
Boy, we should make a How High You Want to Get People segment. So this is from the New York Post. Demi Lovato had 3 strokes and a heart attack after overdose.
I just gotta say,
how high do you want to get, nigga? How high do you want to get, people?
God damn, bitch, slow down. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't enough.
Let the rest of the party get some. Right.
Jesus, fuck, man. You know she got that side sack and tooting off of your sack. You know what I mean? You can't just have an overdose. You gotta have 9 strokes and a heart attack. God.
You lucky you can still sing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how y'all white folk get so excited when y'all see all them drugs. Oh my God. Somebody, I'm like, what? Bitch, you had 3 strokes. You know, a nigga having 1 stroke, his life changed. You had 3 and you still like, you lucky.
Dude, I mean, I like to get fucked up as much as the next guy, but God damn. You know, like.
In the words of Brandon, I don't want to punch my own ticket.
Right. Yeah, no shit. Fucking goddamn lightweight. Fucking. Rain your shit in.
Shit. You, what that good friend there? Put that down. You're doing too much.
They ain't got none. They ain't riding there doing it with them. I want to, you know, she should have been firm with that butt chin she got.
She was firm.
She was probably fucking sneaking off, fucking side fiending hers, you know? Like, I'm just saying, man, guy.
Bro, you need somebody that don't do drugs around you. If you got a drug addiction, these the only nigga gonna get you up out of it, not the mother friend that don't see when you got money. Hey, girl, let's go party. No.
Dude, when you're doing drugs, you don't keep that level-headed, not doing drug friend around because they're a fucking downer. You know what I'm saying? Cut them out pretty quick for your fucking let's go have fun doing drug friends. You know? You reconnect with that guy on the other side once you fucking, you know, have to get your life together.
I love to say it, but God was on your side, Demi Lovato, because a normal nigga in the 70s, you know what happened when you had 3 heart attacks? When you had 3 strokes and a heart attack, they found you in the woods. I ain't forgot Boogie Nights and the Auto Mode movie. When you overdose and you die, what they do?
Put your shoes on, son. Get ready.
More or less like put your wings on, honey, and get ready.
Yeah, even be dying in here. We seen that nigga in the woods over there with his shirt off and coke in his nose. Whatever you say.
Y'all seen
get him in 6 weeks.
Y'all seen Demi? She's foaming at the mouth, man. Come back, bitch.
Somebody give him mouth to mouth.
Nah, ain't well. Foaming shit in my mouth.
Yeah. Fucking her soul got sucked back in her body as they're fucking hitting her with the paddles. I'm just saying, man. Goddamn, slow down.
Yeah. Bro, how much drug y'all wife over need, man? But y'all know y'all love it, bro. The more drugs y'all see, the more drugs y'all want to take. And I don't even know what it is. I just be looking back like, them motherfuckers gonna die.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, like, definitely needs to slow down. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jamal. I'm just with Brandon, man. Slow your goddamn roll. How much you really need? Goddamn.
Party. Oh, yeah. Woo! In the upper room.
We'll wait for Brandon to come back.
Hey, Jamal. I'm like, hey, brother, how much drugs you had at that party for you to be having three strokes and a heart attack? Like, what? Man, niggas' livelihoods be messed up at one stroke. You got three and survive regularly, normally? Come on, man.
Like I said, you don't fucked up the party, girl.
Yeah, everybody, the party shut down. Demi ain't feeling good. Yeah. Goddamn right, Demi ain't feeling good. Nigga, she know she fucked up.
All right, let's move on to the next story about somebody else that ain't he good, though, won't he will. Sometimes God give it, and sometimes he take it away. Hey. Apparently, in all three of these stories, he is giving them something back. So this is from EW.com. Ashley Judd shared a photo from her grueling 55-hour rescue after she shatters her leg in the Congo.
My first immediate question was, what was Ashley Judd doing in the Congo? Now, I didn't read the story to find out, but whatever the answer is, isn't minding her own business, so, you know.
Like, she had to be hiking and looking for some African civilization she can claim.
And that African dude who was carrying her, he looked so mad, like this fucking white woman.
Well, I'd be mad too if I had to carry Ashley Judd through fucking goddamn jungle where she shouldn't be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You probably told her, look, white lady, you don't need to be here. And she was like, fuck you, you know who I am? No, I don't. You know?
Yeah, I'm Ashley
I was in
Judd.
Bugs
I still
in 2006.
Know
who you are.
No.
You don't know what that is.
No,
I was
I don't
in the
know.
Judd sisters. We don't listen to that type of music
over here. Just Dredd.
Nobody born after fucking 1990 knows who you are, you know?
Are you just Dredd? No.
She said she was so thankful for the people saving her life.
Did
out
she
of
give
all
money?
My years of living, it has never crossed my mind. I said, hey, nigga, let's go to the Congo.
I've seen
even with money.
I've seen the Green Inferno. Fuck, my ass ain't going nowhere near the Congo.
Bruh,
Brandon
going to the rainforest, nigga,
because
it scared me.
Brandon asked that question. I was like, maybe the bitch went hiking. He was like, in the Congo? I said, white folks are doing anything.
Right.
And how weak are your legs if you shatter the whole thing in the Congo?
That bitch probably stepped in some spider hole.
I was about to say. Yeah, her fucking tiger trap or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, damn, bitch. Your leg ain't going to be no more good.
Yeah, I'm sure she just was fucking like turned around talking, not paying attention, and slipped down a fucking hill.
Man, I liked it. First off, I'm going to say before Jamal cut this story out. Like, bro, look, bitch, you had to catch a private flight to the Congo. There ain't no airports in the Congo.
Oh, no. The Congo don't let the riffraff in. She had to get some paperwork to go into the Congo.
Thank you. Yeah.
Just think about that. Ain't shooting no movies.
Like, what you doing out there, bitch? Because you ain't doing no shows. You out there being nosy. I know you is.
It's COVID-19. What the fuck you want to be in the Congo for? Ain't nobody going to be there to save you.
Well, somebody was there to save her, but they got to drag the monkey ass fucking 90 miles out of a jungle. Yeah, I'm sure she was bitching and crying the whole way.
We'll be hanging her ass up on a tree every time we get a chance. Hey, y'all okay? We eating.
I'm taking a break. Can I get some of that? No, white woman.
Motherfuckers having a
food
hack,
is off limits.
Hack a path with a machete and shit. I'd have been mad as a motherfucker too. Yeah, I told this bitch. Yeah,
she say, "Do not enter." First thing she did, ooh, enter. White people, stop it. Stop going to the Congo.
Stop exploring so much.
Agreed.
Cut that shit to a limit.
These fruits are beautiful. If you eat it, you die. If you touch it, you die. Look at that spider. It'll kill you and your whole generation.
Let's get a good picture of it as it spit venom on your camera. Like, what?
You ain't seen arachnophobia. Fucking stop.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. Moving on, you done fucked up your money, right? These are people who had money and fucked it up. Easy enough. I would talk about Gina Carrero, but you know, it is what it is. You shouldn't counsel people. We gonna say that again. But allegedly, this say one thing to me. You know, she actually came out and said why Disney fired her, because she wouldn't read an apology letter. And all I could think was, damn, them motherfuckers really wanted you to be on The Mandalorian. They wrote you an apology letter. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. They could have just fired you at any time. They really had plans for you, and you just sit there and say, you know what? Fuck y'all. I'm going to fight. I'm going to fight all, you know, I'm going to fight to the end. Well, baby, it is the end.
Yeah, at this point, I mean.
Like you should have said that in the beginning. You would have looked better. You know what I'm saying?
Like I said, I don't blame Disney. I blame all of y'all. Yeah, who cares?
But then again, like, will we remember Gina in the next 10 years?
No.
Hell no, she done fucked up. But I don't even get it. Like, what?
It's your
livelihood. You can't.
Well, she said she wasn't gonna read it because, you know, she didn't. She wanted to interpret it her way, but they said, "Nah, read this shit page for page." And she like, "Nah, I ain't doing that."
But I just hate how so many people have so much power over these niggas. Like, read this, nigga.
I applaud her convictions. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she ain't gonna make no money after that. But yeah, you know,
right? Yeah. You know, I mean, somebody was saying like, "Why don't we just cancel Disney?" He was a Nazi sympathizer. The nigga been dead for 120 years. Okay. It's real hard to cancel Mickey Mouse right now.
It doesn't matter. They came back for John Wayne. You know, that motherfucker been dead for how long? Yeah, ever.
Yeah, but who's more popular, John Wayne or Walt Disney?
I don't know. John Wayne was pretty popular. Yeah.
John Wayne ain't got several goddamn theme parks and a goddamn $1 billion in his clutch purse.
Yeah, but I don't think people are gaga over Walt Disney so much as the characters. I don't think they could give a shit about Walt Disney himself. Yeah.
Yeah, got that. John, what was it? Ford. John, the guy who made the Ford company was like Henry a Nazi Ford. Sympathizer too.
Yes. Yeah, like I said, man, I mean, dude, like I said, have you been that woke your whole life that somebody can't dig back 5 years into your fucking Facebook or Twitter account or whatever and find something?
Oh, me?
Well,
no.
I'm just saying in general.
I say something rude every day. I got motherfuckers who don't talk to me now because I say shit rude. But it's fine, though. Everybody say crazy shit. I just, for me, I wish she would have just been like, you know what? After the first two times, please stop it. Stop it.
Dude,
quit. When you become like, it's, if we become celebrities, I don't want to hear about celebrity political opinions. I don't care who you want to vote for. I don't care who you're riding for. Real talk.
Yeah, agreed.
I like James Wood until I realized the nigga was a maniac. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
James Wood is insane.
Yeah, the less you talk, the better sometimes.
It goes to who else?
I said the less you talk, the better sometimes, you know.
Yeah, we know Tom Cruise is a goddamn Democrat, but you get very little of that shit every day thrown in your face.
Yeah.
Or maybe you do. I don't know.
Just stop, man. Like I said, nobody cares, and you guys know there's an unfollow button, right? Like, if you don't like what she's saying, just stop reading her shit.
But it's just amazing how they get a group of people to be like, yeah, we don't like this person. He's something like this. What are y'all niggas doing?
Dude,
y'all ain't got no lives. Like, ain't little Jimmy over there. Don't he need his food?
It's like 1,500 people on Twitter, which is nothing, raising a stink about it. Like,
yeah,
bro, come holler at me when you're about a mil deep. About a mil deep, then we can start talking. But, like, even bro, then, compared to the total population, that isn't even. And for every person that's like against her, there's an equal number of four that's just going to fill that void. They're like, fuck it, we're canceling. And then everybody's going to be like, hey, they stood by him. We're fucking signing on. You're not, it's a net loss. Face. You're not losing anything. Stop pandering to 1,000 people.
Stop pandering. Please stop responding to people. Let me tell you something. After a while, I'm no longer going to respond to people when it comes to crazy shit. You don't like what I said? That's fine. Don't respond back to crazy people. But I did like that one when they said they when Christian sent that thing, and under the picture of Chris Benoit, his military uniform, and talking about he was a great soldier, and he really loved you. He fought for our country, and she posted back out. He tell him, you know, he dead now though, but you know, I'm sorry to hear for your loss. But I really, you know, really appreciate that.
Right, I'm like my brother.
I like, who that is? Chris said, that's Chris Benoit. I'm just like, oh shit. Bro, she responded back. Like, please stop responding back to people.
I'm like my brother. That's the problem with people nowadays. They nigga don't check behind their mouth, so they don't never know when a nigga right. Bruh. You should have talked to your PR person and said, who this look like to you? That look like a regular soldier. Your ass would have been fired in 5 minutes, nigga, because after I got that backlash, you got to go. You didn't do your job.
But does it matter, man? Like Brandon said, quit worrying about other people's shit, and please, celebrities, quit arguing with the peanut gallery.
They can't help it. They can't help it. If walnuts and pecans everywhere.
If me, Jermaine, and Brandon and the rest of the crew become rich and somebody say, I hate your show, I'm going to just throw some money in the screen.